Aniket, how did you discover that you are autistic? Please share your life journey with us.
I was doing a lot of reading in the pandemic, and I came across this book by an author called Helen Huang. It was called The Brightness. And I'd read so many other books, but somehow while I was reading this book, I really connected to the writing. This is actually a book by an autistic author who's writing an autistic main character. And I was startled because this is the first time I'd seen a description of me, basically. And at the end of the book, the author writes that she's a late diagnosed autistic person herself. She only got diagnosed after her daughter was diagnosed. That got me started on this journey. And then I eventually found the Autistic Self-Advocacy Network, which was the first reasonable resource about autism that I'd seen. And eventually I would go on to get diagnosis and found my own organization to help autistic people. Just, yeah, I found out I was autistic in about 2020, early 2020. So it's barely been a couple of years.
So when you found out, how did you tell your friends and family about it, and were they supportive, or were there some reactions to it?
Mostly it was disbelief. The ones who knew what autism was, they're like, "You don't look autistic." And I would later on go to learn that there is no autistic look. We can look like anyone. Mostly my friends were like, "Are you sure? Do you have a diagnosis?" Which is, I was fairly certain I was autistic before I got a diagnosis. I believe it's something, I believe that if you think you're autistic, you probably are. It's kind of like being gay. A doctor doesn't have to diagnose you as being gay. You just know you are. But I got a diagnosis because my friends wouldn't believe me. My parents were like, "Okay." So that's the only reason I got a professional diagnosis.
So, if I can ask you a basic question, what is autism? What do these terms, neurodivergent and neurotypical, essentially mean?
That's a great question. And it's something I struggle to explain to people. But I would say that autism is a neurodevelopmental difference. It is fundamentally, it's a difference in how our brains process our environment. So, for instance, I would take something literally, like where a neurotypical might look at a sentence and be able to figure out what the person is actually talking about from the context. I can do that if I'm trying, but if I'm just relaxing and like having a casual conversation, I wouldn't be trying hard enough to figure that out. So, that leads to all kinds of misunderstandings. Like literally, also I have quite a bit of tunnel vision. So if you tell me that get this thing from the fridge, and if I expect it to be on the left but it's on the right, I literally will not see it. Also, it means my senses appear heightened in the sense of I can't filter out background noise of any kind. I can't filter out a flashing light or something. I am fully focused on whatever I'm doing at any given moment. When neurotypicals talk about a state of flow, it was confusing because I'm always in flow, whether it's working or reading or just playing a game. I'm automatically in flow from the beginning, and I can get jerked out of that quite violently with a different sensory input, which physically hurts. So a lot of things which neurotypicals would either not notice, like a squeaky fan, it would be causing me physical pain, and it is impossible to ignore. I'd say the communication style is different in a way I still struggle to explain, but autistic writing really speaks to me. It's authentic in a way that neurotypical writing just is not.
So, how is autism looked at by the people and the society in general? How did your parents look at it? And what are the misconceptions you would say that are surrounding it?
Well, I'll talk about how I looked at it myself, because I thought someone who's autistic is someone who has a lot of physical tics. That's why I thought, like, okay, I don't have a lot of physical tics. So I didn't think I was autistic. Most of the time in India, people have no idea what autism is. This is better. This is better than having some wrong idea of it. So I start off saying, like, I'm autistic, here's what it is. And they just accept that. Whereas if once in a while I run into someone who has some idea of what autism is and their wrong ideas are way harder to dispel. In general, people just have no idea what it means. And I have to say, like, okay, you know what? Sounds, if there is a sound in the background of a meeting, I cannot hear what you're saying. I do not know what you said. I'll either have to drop off the meeting or you'll have to repeat yourself.
What, according to you, are the key challenges faced by autistic people? And do you think the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities has been able to address those challenges?
So the challenge that I feel that the UN Convention really helps with is the public perception of autistic people. That really helps remove a lot of barriers with regards to living our authentic selves in workplaces and just having an easier time getting accommodations, because oftentimes our accommodations are not really that difficult. We just need headphones, we need a quiet space sometimes. That's because if you think about it, like if you think about it from a purely neurotypical perspective, somebody is saying that, hey, I need headphones as part of an office accommodation. They'll be like, do you like music that much? So it really helps like convey an understanding in a sense and gives a level of weight to people, to autistic people's experiences.
So you'd recently participated in the UN Autism Awareness Discussion. What were the main issues discussed, and what were the main takeaways from that discussion as such?
A lot of them were really nuanced discussions on workplace accommodations and basically how it is to be an autistic person working in a modern workplace. And the main takeaway is that people should listen to autistic people's experiences of some event. For instance, a lot of things in work that go wrong can be cleared up if you just realize that autistic people have a different, they're coming from a different place than you are. And what they're saying means different things to what you'd expect a neurotypical to be saying. And again, this is something you really have to experience because the level of difference this can cause is jarring to neurotypicals. For instance, if I, a common thing that happens is when autistic people ask questions, people think that we are questioning their ego or their competence when literally we just want information. And we do not even see what ego or hierarchy or games are happening here.
On World Autism Awareness Day, what would be your message for other autistic people?
To take pride in who they are, because autism is part of who you are. And I have loved so many of the autistic people that I've come across with. I went through 8 years of school in the same school, having made like maybe one friend. But when I joined a group of adult autistic people, there are so many more people who are exactly like me, who get what I'm talking, whose conversations I find interesting, and for whom my conversations are interesting as well. And I would say find other autistic people, join them in groups. They're not all going to be great because we are humans just like everyone else, flawed and growing. But it will be a much better experience just being with other autistic people.